Okay, let's see here. Is it time for me to shut up yet? No, it's not till the top of the hour. Okay, because we did all the commercials back then. So, at least the nice fellow who was at the board did all the commercials. So it's time for me to shut up again and go to listen to Pat. Hi, Pat. What's on your mind?
Hi. Okay, I have been having problems with eye pressure. So my brother had gone blind by 74 with glaucoma. So I'm trying to prevent that. So far, I do
You
not have
bet.
it. But to get my pressure to even stay at 17, I'm taking a pre an eye drop that's preservative free called TIMOPTIC or Timinol,
Yeah, sure.
and I'm wondering if, because I've been having a lot of drainage through my sinuses and clearing my throat a lot, does that have any effect? Is that something that's causing the drainage, or is it safe to continue to take this?
Well, if you do happen to need to continue to take it, I'd get screened to see if I was sensitive to it because, like I was just explaining to this last nice gentleman, it is possible to be hypersensitive to anything. Now, I haven't looked up Timolol lately, but the last time I did, I think I remember that it was immune system suppressant, among other things. And so, if that's the case, and here's good old Wikipedia, which is really good about patent medications, a little lousy about natural stuff. Nope, it doesn't say that here. It just says it's a beta blocker. Blocks
So is it
adrenaline.
a so what do you con think it's safe continue to take, but I do not
Well,
want to
why
cause
don't you
my
what okay. Let me mention a couple of things that work better, ma'am. One of them comes from Science Magazine, April 2017. And what this magazine did was to tell us all about research that was done with little mice, all of whom were bred to develop glaucoma before they died. And it was for glaucoma research purposes. I guess they were bred for this, but if I were the animal, I would have bit that researcher's finger for making me get glaucoma. So anyway, all these little mice would get glaucoma before they died. And then the researchers had a bright idea. Let's give all the little mice niacinamide. And they did. And guess
I've
what?
seen it.
Those niacinamide, not niacin, but niacinamide. It's a they're
Can you
cousins.
spell that?
Sure, NIACIN. AMIDE, niacinamide. Now they're both forms of vitamin B3, but we don't want the niacin form here. We want the niacinamide form. Now, why do we want it?
Okay.
Well, because when those little mice who were all destined to get glaucoma before they dropped dead, when they were given niacinamide starting when they were younger, oh my goodness, 91% of them didn't get glaucoma before they dropped dead. Imagine that. Now, how does niacinamide work? Well, some other researchers explain that the niacinamide gets into every cell in our bodies. That's the way nature works. When we have niacinamide in our bodies, it gets into every cell in the body, and when it gets into each and every one of the cells, it promotes the production of ATP. And ATP, adenosine triphosphate, is the long name, is the energy regulator within the cell. Thyroid regulates from outside the cell, but the ATP is within the cell and it keeps those cells energized. And what do you know? These mice didn't get glaucoma. So, is it safe to use niacinamide? You might be wanting to check with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, but the only adverse effect I've ever found from niacinamide is the one I learned from Dr. William Kaufman, who was able to help people completely control their osteoarthritis symptoms with a total of 3,000 milligrams of niacinamide a day, and most of them had no adverse symptoms at all. And when we do take more niacinamide than our bodies want, we get low grade nausea, ma'am. And if we got low grade nausea, we gotta back off. So if you would please, ma'am, mind hanging on. We got the old top of the hour coming up here. It does that. And there's another thing that works against glaucoma I want to tell you about. But the niacinamide not only helps our glaucoma, it helps to energize every cell in the body. And most people tell me, geez, after I started that niacinamide a couple of weeks, I noticed I had more energy all over the place. And I don't mean hyper energy. I just mean a small improvement in my energy in my whole body. Anyway, I got to shut up and hang on till after the top of the hour if you wish. Okay, let's get back to things here. Hopefully, Pat was able to put up with the top of the hour and is still there. Are you still there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you for your
Yes, I am.
patience. Thank you for your patience. And folks, we'll just skip the commercial announcement at this point and put it, postpone it till a little later so we can get through with the fix. People have been patiently waiting. Anyway, back to Pat. Now, you heard the part about the niacinamide. If particularly you find, as many of the people I've worked with since that research report was issued, that the niacinamide helps you control eyeball pressure, that's real good. But the bonus points, Pat, are that if we need niacinamide to make that energy molecule ATP in our eyeball cells, why, we need it in our brain cells, and we need it in our skin cells, and we need it in every cell in the body. No kidding. That's why researchers have found, just for example, that using niacinamide significantly cuts our risk of skin cancer. Even if we don't use skin cream, it cuts our risk of skin cancer significantly because the cells are energized and they can resist that. Now, how much is the question? Well, it'd be good to check with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. That's always good when we're using vitamins in large quantities. And the amount that usually helps is 1,000 milligrams, which is 1 gram. It comes in a capsule, taken 3 times a day. Or if you can swallow honking big pills, somebody makes a 1,500 milligram that's a time release, and we take that twice a day. But I've talked to a lot of couples, and the guy can swallow it, and she can't, just because it just doesn't feel good. And the guys say, no problem for me. So anyway, many ladies use 1,000 milligrams 3 times daily. Now, just as a question, ma'am, do you happen to have any type 2 diabetes in your family?
My mom, yeah, she was diabetic, but she lived to 91. My sister has it. My brother had diabetes.
Okay. Well, you know how I know to ask that question, ma'am, because it has been found and well publicized too by a researcher by the name of Oxenkrug that people who have the tendency to type 2 diabetes cannot make niacinamide internally in their own bodies for most of their lives. No kidding. Whereas people who do not have type 2 diabetes in their families can make niacinamide internally in their bodies. And, of course, if you're from a family that can't make niacinamide internally, you're going to get a problem that can be solved with niacinamide. So you're doing yourself probably a lot of good. You might want to check with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, but you can also check with your liver, because if we take more niacinamide than our livers want to process, remember, we get low-grade nausea. And if that happens, we got to cut back the dose. It's not good for the liver to keep it up. But anyway, ma'am, that was in Science Magazine, April 2017, about all those poor little mice who totally prevented their glaucoma 91% of the time by being given niacinamide. Now, that's not all. I'm not kidding. There's a remedy that's been around naturopathic medicine for literally decades that also reduces eyeball pressure. Now, nobody knows how this one works except by getting fluids exchanged better. And I think I'd try the niacinamide first if it were me, just simply because of the family history of type 2 diabetes. And how long does niacinamide take to work? Well, I know that real well from people with osteoarthritis, bone-on-bone even type osteoarthritis. They don't feel any better at all for about the 2 to 3 weeks, and then the third or fourth week, I think I'm feeling better. And by the third or fourth month, oh my goodness, my symptoms have gone. And that's in about 95% or more of people with osteoarthritis. And that's why there's such a big overlap between type 2 diabetes and osteoarthritis. It's an 80% overlap, ma'am. So you're preventing yourself a lot of trouble if you're from a family with type 2 diabetes just by perking up your internal niacinamide. Of course, you got to swallow the stuff because it isn't being produced internally. But that's the way it goes. But this other remedy, you can just put the name on the shelf, and if you ever need it, it's called A, capital C, and it's C-A-R-B-A-M-I-D-E, A-C, carbamide. And should it ever be needed, again, naturopathic docs have been recommending this stuff at least 2 or 3 of them a day. They've been recommending it for decades because it does help reduce intraocular pressure, but if we get to the cause of the problem, ma'am, and it seems that the cause is that in families with type 2 diabetes, niacinamide can't be made internally. That's scientifically nailed down. And that means that every cell is going to start lacking ATP, and some of the real active cells in the body, such as the cartilage cells and the eyeball cells, are going to get sick from that, ma'am.
Okay. Do you recommend natural doctors here over in this area, Bremerton, Bainbridge Island area?
Let's see. There is an MD over your way, ma'am, who practices as a natural medicine doctor. His name is Jonathan Collin, C-O-L-L-I-N.
Jonathan. Collins. C-O-L-L-I-N.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Dr. Jonathan Collins.
Yeah, just look him up online. I don't think he's right in Bainbridge, but he's a lot closer than we are.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm going to try that niacinamide, but I do want to, then I should stop taking the eye drops, correct?
Not right away, ma'am.
Not right away.
You don't want to let it, if it's helping to control it, you don't want to let it get out of control. When I would be thinking of stopping is after I checked with Dr. Collin or another naturopathic doctor, and after it's been at least 3 weeks. Remember, it takes that long to start working on osteoarthritis.
Right. Okay, I will do that. Yeah, because I'm really concerned about the drops.
Well, yeah,
continuously,
ma'am.
Continuously taking them, because I've been doing it for almost a year now, and I'm having a lot of trouble with my sinuses, and I'm not sure if that's the cause or not. But thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, ma'am, and I hope the explanation there was clear enough. It's very common in folks with type 2 diabetes and their families.
You said it's also good for arthritis, and I do have a lot of knee problems. So
there you go. Here's another really good one, ma'am. It helps cut your risk significantly of cognitive decline. Hey, like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. And folks, I will get to Marion in about 60 seconds. But I got to say, if you're from a family that happens to have type 2 diabetes, or if you've got it yourself, please, 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 please talk to your natural medicine doctor about, should I not be taking niacinamide, or should I for the rest of my life? Because my own body doesn't make it, and every cell in my body depends on it for energy. And what do you think, Doc? So anyway, that is really important to those from those families. That's just the way nature is.